And in preparation for that, it's a big event for Leaf. Bruce Hanches from Leaf is here. Is that your biggest event of the year, Bruce?
Well, it's certainly our biggest event for our activities fund. We raise funds for academics, activities, arts, and athletics. And our big academic fund is in the fall of the year. But the Night of the Stars is our oldest fundraiser. Started in 2002 to save the middle school activities program at the time, and or as part of an effort to do that. And it was successful, and the kids enjoyed it, and we enjoyed doing it. The community turned out and supported it, and so we've continued it. Now this will be our 20th year.
Okay. And we've got Mark Bregelman here as well, President of Liberty Savings Bank. Mark, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Can you tell us about the Distinguished Alumni Award, the LEAF 742 Distinguished Alumni Award?
Well, LEAF has had a focus since we began in the early 1990s of providing support for the educational program in District 742 so that we are able to offer in this district a world-class educational opportunity for all students. And our focus has always been on those students and educational programming and giving them opportunities like the Night of the Stars to show their talent and things. And recently we had a discussion and thought that we should start to recognize some of those students who have graduated from our high schools, Tech or Apollo, and who have stayed within the community and have had success and have given back to the community. And so we had that discussion, and we decided to begin what we are calling the LEAF 742 Distinguished Alumni Award. And it is going to go to graduates of our high schools who have stayed in the St. Cloud area, District 742, and have had successful careers and contributed back to the community to make Central Minnesota and District 742 a better place. And we decided to give it at the Night of the Stars, our first award. And as we did that, we thought, well, what better person to choose as our first award recipient than Mark Bregelman, who not only is an Apollo graduate, 1974, and I hate to admit it, I was actually teaching at Apollo at that time, so I'm the oldest person in this room by a significant amount.
Yeah.
But who also then, of course, has stayed in St. Cloud, and I think everybody knows his connection with Liberty Bank and the great career that he's had there. But in the many ways that he's given back to the St. Cloud community on the city council, and also we think especially through the Liberty Block Party and his efforts and his obvious love for music. And the Night of the Stars, of course, is focused around music and the fine arts program. So we're going to be making our award after intermission on Saturday night, the Saturday night show for the Night of the Stars.
Congratulations, Mark.
Well, thank you. I there are people I know in this building who would tell you it's weird for me to be humbled, but I have to tell you, I really am by this. I didn't see it coming, and I think it's wonderful what they're doing. I've loved LEAF all the years that I've, you know, we get hit up by 1,000 different charities and nonprofits. So LEAF is one of those where you know where the money's going, you know what it's doing. It's improving your community. It's not just a specific purpose. The net result is, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And so it's coming from those folks. I mean, it is really, I'm really appreciative. I really am. It's just kind of a total shock. Yeah.
Well, and I know you're a big music guy. Cause, I mean, Bruce mentioned the Liberty Block Party. But years ago, I think it was, that I remember going over to your place and we did like a stump the panel thing. Do you remember that? And then and I got a chance to see your room that had all of the different recognitions of all the bands that have been to town. I mean, just think about that. I mean, you get a chance to go and meet a lot of real cool people over the years.
Yeah, and if you go in there today, you'd be really shocked, because when we built the new bank over on 2nd Street, it was the ownership that said, you know, we need a room for all of this memorabilia and things that we've gathered. And I said, oh, that's great. And when I saw the plan, I looked at the floor plan. I said, what's this big room? Well, that's that room. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This thing is massive. And, yeah we've got, you know, amplifiers that were on the road with Kiss for 12 years on stage. You know, we've got Tanya Tucker's entire outfit. Don't ask. And, but, I mean, no, there's just a million things in there, and everyone's got a story. But, you know, it's a St. Cloud story.
And Yeah. Jay, I would just say, of course, Mark's been on the stage with a number of these bands when they've come to St. Cloud and did some playing. And in fact, part of our approach was to say, hey, Mark, would you like to have an act in the Night of the Stars? And after some negotiations, he decided, well, maybe that ship has sailed, you know. But we sure think it's an appropriate venue for us to make our first award into award.
I would say I don't play them very well anymore, but I still collect them.
Yeah. You still have fun with it.
I still do. I do. I mean, I still, my wife drives me crazy because I still got 3 music magazines, you know, I got a vintage guitar, you know, I love reading those kinds of things and reading about them. The instruments are works of art, but no, it's really a humbling thing. And the music connection has been good. I mean, the good news is, I think when we started doing this, nobody was doing anything like it. I will never forget the first time. It was actually Wills, Wings, and Water, not Liberty. And we put on the Grassroots in the middle of Whitney Park. And to this day, I will say there's never been that many people in the park. It had never been done before in St. Cloud, nothing outside like that. Everybody showed up. It was an incredible day. And of course, now, I mean, my old friend, you know, Bobby B, I mean, did this amazing stuff out in St. Joe, you know, bringing music out. Now everybody does, and it's everywhere. And that's great. And I hopefully, some of what we did was inspirational to say, you can do this. I mean, I told Bob one time, I go, the block party, you know, has your DNA in it, because which he used to do with Cathedral with their event, you know. And so that really said, you can do that in St. Cloud. You can bring these folks in. And yeah, there's a million memories.
Yeah, that outdoor music thing. Yeah, you, like you said, you see it everywhere now.
And I'm really happy about that. I mean, you know, it's just one more cool thing going on in St. Cloud and one more option, and I think that's the important part.
Yeah, for sure. Bruce?
Jay, one thing I would say is Mark is certainly a great example of a product of District 742 who stayed local and has given back to his community. We know that there are a lot of people out there who have made tremendous contributions to the Central Minnesota Community District 742, who are graduates of District 742 schools. And we're going to, over time, be recognizing others. And certainly if anybody has someone they would like to nominate, we're always open to looking over those nominations. There are clearly more people than we could ever recognize, but we want to at least begin to say, hey, those of you who stayed local and have contributed to your community and our District 742 grads, hold a special place for us in District 742.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It was 48 years ago this guy was teaching, you know, and in some ways he still is my teacher. And I will tell you, though, 48 years ago, and you think, I mean, you know, just how that's gone, but you're right. There's a lot of people in this community who've had the same path I have. Right. The funny thing is, we're all loyal to each other with our businesses, and we all know each other yet, you know? And I mean, and it's just, it is, it's amazing. And when Christmas comes, I'm out at Tom Woods' place, you know, and I go buy jewelry. I'm at Bachman's with John Beshen downtown, because we all graduated together.
Yeah.
And we were in the first 4 years of Apollo. It was a very interesting time.
Right. Yeah, no, that's very cool. I mean, that's, so what is the process like? You mentioned you're looking for nominations. What was the process this time around where you decided to select Mark?
Well, it was through our executive committee within the Lee Foundation, considered, I guess you could say, nominees. We brainstormed and talked about potential people that we could recognize. And as I said, there are obviously a number of people who deserve the recognition for what they've accomplished. But ultimately, the committee chose Mark as our first award winner.
So you mentioned criteria. So they had to go to District 742 schools and then make contributions to the community. So if someone is looking to nominate someone, what should they include in that particular nomination?
Well, a year of graduation and from which high school maybe would be a start. But then what have they accomplished in their career and in their life in District 742? In particular, focusing on how have they given back to their community and in what way have they served the community of St. Cloud to make this a better place to live and to grow and to get an education.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got Night of the Stars coming up on Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock start. So it's going to be at Tech High School this year.
It's at Tech High School in the new Tech Auditorium. We've had 2 nights of rehearsals so far. Kids coming again tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is kind of a, we call it a dress rehearsal, although people aren't going to necessarily be dressed for it. But we try to get through so that we're ready to go on Friday night. It's being an old coach myself, I feel like it's early in the week and we got a big game this weekend and you're going, yeah. Are we going to be ready? But our directors do a great job with the kids in pulling it together. We've got, you know, a lot of talent again and a way of giving as many kids as possible the opportunity to be on stage in a big auditorium like the New Tech Auditorium. A number of kids who are coming there, by the way, are seeing that auditorium for the first time. And it was kind of interesting to watch some of their reactions yesterday going, wow, this is really quite a place. We've, of course, had it at the Paramount since 2005, and that's always been a thrill. But this will be a great venue for it.
You wonder why I don't play guitar in public anymore. You go watch something like this and see how talented these kids are. And you're thinking, it's the generations past, okay? I mean, yeah. It's incredible. I mean, and it really is. And it's something, how can you not feel good about it? I mean, you know, there's a lot of cynicism today and bloggers and all these people with their views of the world. And that's, you know, it seems a lot of it's negative. This is something that's so positive. And once in a while, it's okay to say, you know, that's really a cool thing. And the talent has gotten amazing. I think electronics has helped that because kids have more access to information. They have more, you know, whatever.
Right.
And, you know, when I was a kid, you played a record album 5,500 times to pick off all the notes on the song because that's the only way you could do it. Today, you Google it, it's there, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, these kids, it's unreal, and I think anybody would enjoy it. It's really remarkable.
Bruce, anything that you wanted to highlight? That I know in past years when we've talked about Night of the Stars, you said, boy, you really got to see this particular performance or this particular type of song that someone's going to be doing.
Well, first of all, I have not seen all of the acts.
Okay.
We had auditions, but because of the weather, some of the auditions had to be done via videotape and things, and not all of the acts have been on the stage yet. I think that every act will have a unique aspect that will be interesting, from an elementary girl singing a solo to a large high school ensemble. We have the fourth grade choir from the district, and it's really just a collection of fourth graders. That we don't have a fourth grade choir, but they're coming together to perform this song, to other individual acts, dance acts and things. I think it's a variety show. There are a variety of talents that kids will display, and hopefully people will come and be able to just sit back and enjoy and support kids who are putting themselves out there and doing their best.
If people do want to get tickets for the event, how do they get tickets?
They can go to www.leaf742.org. It's our webpage, the Leaf webpage.
Yep.
We will also be selling tickets at the door, but we cannot guarantee. All tickets are general admission, so you might want to arrive a little bit early. And if you don't purchase your ticket ahead of time, we cannot guarantee that there will be one available on Friday or Saturday night.
Right, and both shows start at 7 o'clock.
Both shows start at 7 o'clock in the Tech High School auditorium. Very obvious, if you haven't been out to the New Tech High School yet, as you drive in, you'll very clearly see where the main entrance is, and you'll come in there and you'll be able to see the auditorium as you enter the door.
And Mark's going to be awarded his award, the Distinguished Alumni Award, on Friday night?
On Saturday.
Saturday night. Okay, right. Great.
At the end of the
little comic relief, you know, for 2.5 minutes between all the great acts.
Well, I'm glad because I'll be there on Saturday because right. I'm the host, Jim, on Saturday, so yep. I'll have a chance to see Mark get his award, so that's awesome.
Looking forward to seeing you there also. And we'll have another act during intermission. Two of our District 742 administrators have been selected by the Women's Fund to do a dance at the Dancing with Our Stars event. And Jesus Sandoval and Ian Omar will talk just briefly about that and give a little snippet of their dance for the public to see also. And it's a fundraising event for the Leaf Student Activities Participation Fund, which provides money for kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to participate so that they can get their physical or purchase equipment that otherwise they wouldn't be able to do.
I won't be participating in that.
Nobody wants to see me dance either, Mark. How much money have you raised from Leaf over the years? Do you keep track of that number?
Do you mean from the Night of the Stars?
I'm just talking about since you started.
Oh, well, so since we began making grants in 1997, we have contributed just under $2.7 million in grants to District 742. We have an endowed fund with the Central Minnesota Community Foundation of just over $2 million right now, and that's after a horrible year with the market, of course, last year. But so we give about $100,000 of endowed funds, but then we have a number of other programs, the Adopt a Classroom program, the Pack Rat, Pack Cat program, the Homeless Fund, et cetera, a number of other initiatives, so that our endowed funds are about a third of the grants that we give. The others are fundraising efforts and initiatives throughout the year.
Right. Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in today. Appreciate it. And we'll see
Thanks,
you on,
we'll
see this
see
weekend.
See you Saturday night.
You got it. Bruce Henches from Leaf and Mark Breigelman, President Liberty Savings Bank, will be the first recipient of the Leaf 742 Distinguished Alumni Award.